Thank you for holding. Is this Matthew?
Hey, I'm Matthew.
Hey, Matthew. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm all right.
Hey, all right's better than bad. It's Friday, at least. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you?
Yeah, she was nice and friendly.
Yeah, I love Tara. I've been working with her almost 10 years now. She's really good at what she does. Yeah, she's a good communicator. I think it's because she has 3 kids. They're all boys. So I always tell people, I'm like, you just got to be like Tara and just kind of simplify things. Like, talk to them like you're talking to a kid. don't get all fancy and in-depth. It just confuses people, you know? Keep it simple.
Yeah, use those layman terms.
Yeah, exactly. But I know you were going over everything with her. She just wanted me to jump on the line to go over pricing. But did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
I mean, she was kind of explaining it to me. I didn't realize that there was a Google channel partners that just assigned people to the front page of Google. I thought it was to do with like algorithms with like reviews and clicks and stuff like that.
It used to be that way, and you could still get on the first page with local SEO, but you just won't have like a Google Places or like a Google Ads or a Google Guarantee type position, you know? And then the highest rated local SEO for the United States really right now is Home Advisor by Angie's, which you're buying leads from already.
Okay.
Yeah, so they have an agreement with Google on their local SEO. So you're basically going to get, you know, the Google Guarantee guys at the very top. You got Google Ads next to say sponsored next to them. Google Guarantee is pay-per-lead. Google Ads is pay-per-click. Then you got Google Places, where we're talking about listing you now. Those are the guys that show up next to the map there on the first page. And then everything else underneath that is considered organic local SEO.
Gotcha. Back
in the day.
There's a lot of things above it.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things above the Home Advisor listing, you mean?
I just meant there's a lot of things above the just organic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're kind of the bottom half of the first page and then every page after that. But Google knows and we know like 90% of the searches start and stop right there on the top half of the first page. I mean, rarely do people even go past the Home Advisor listing. I would say Home Advisor gets a small percentage of the actual leads that happen up there, but they're a reseller, so they'll sell those leads to like 3 or 4 of you guys. And I know they charge you the lead fee even if you don't get it. So listing yourself would be a lot better and just have people contact you directly without all the lead fees and trying to convince them you're cheaper or better than the other guys that are contacting them and vetting that job opportunity. Yeah, it sucks because in junk removal, I know how it is because I've actually had to have somebody come out and like remove box springs and stuff. Like my HOA told me, hey, if you put this by the dumpster, we're going to charge you like $200. And I was like, what the heck? And so I started calling all these junk removal companies because I got a 4Runner. I can't stick those things in the back of my car. Probably could have put it on the roof, but I was just like, whatever. Let me just call this guy. And then the guy was quoting me like only $20 less than the HOA was going to charge me. So I just started going down the list. Looking for the cheapest one. I feel like in your industry, I mean, the Price Shoppers is going to be a common thing, but at least having your name in the conversation and getting the call and getting the chance to, you know, negotiate with them on a job, you know, that's the name of the game. You don't want to not get the call at all. But I think Tara sent you like some text here. I'm seeing in this thread, there's like a Google partner directory. I don't know if you were asking about our Google partnership. And then she sent over the pricing page. And then she's asking me to enroll you in a platinum bundle under our new in business credit. Okay, let me
see. Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to, she started to tell me about it, and I just said I was open to hearing pricing. So I didn't say I was committing to anything or anything along that. I understand it's a spot that gets filled and then it's gone, but...
Yeah,
I don't just commit to things right away. It's not who I am.
I got
I'm never going to be that way. So
understood. Like well, I won't ask you for any kind of commitment or to marry us, right? But we don't want to do that either, right? We start out month to month with everybody because, I mean, you look good on the surface. We don't find anything negative on you online, but you know, guys turn out to be. I'm going to make sure you're not a serial killer or something. You know, we put you up there and all the reviews are 1 star and grandma's dead.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Yeah, we want to be able to still part ways with you if you, you know, we find out otherwise.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's a month to month.
So is this text the pricing that I'm looking at? Is this correct for the pricing?
Yeah, there is a link for pricing, but what she was asking me to do is to put you on our Platinum bundle. So this one's normally $5.99 with a $2.99 setup fee, but with the new in business credit, I could reduce the monthly cost by 50%. I could drop it down to $2.99. And then because you already have your own site, wait, says it's not. Is HellerJunkRemoval.com up and running?
Yeah, if you search Healer Junk Removal and Google, it will come up. But if you put it in, like, the website bar and type in, it will.
Yeah,
I had it last year, and again, I didn't really start the business until this year. So,
okay.
You know, it doesn't really show up or anything.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have, like, your Google business profile is completely separate from your site. In order to show up on Google for people looking up your business, you got to have that Google business profile and have it verified. So that's, like, the first thing we do with all of our clients. That's usually what we charge the setup fee for, is, like, building the site and then doing your Google verification. But I can waive the setup fee for you. I mean, you already have a site here, and this one's fine. Just white. Is that how your truck actually looks, or is that just kind of like a picture of a car?
I don't have my truck wrapped yet, but ideally that's what it will look like when I do. And then the cab looks a little bit different. But I actually have to update this a little bit, too. I have a 14-foot truck, not a 16-foot truck. So.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then I have some current pictures of, like, jobs where before and afters that I'll probably put on this page at some point, too.
Yeah, I mean, if you already own this domain, I wouldn't charge you for any graphic design. I mean, we would need you to send in your logo and the photos, but we could definitely give the website an upgrade from where it stands right now. I wouldn't charge you anything extra for that. The benefit to you is the placement at the end of the day. You know, you can have the fanciest website, but if it's not showing up at the time those guys are looking, you know, then it's not really going to make you money. So you kind of need both of them in order to have that lethal combination. Let me just, okay, it's good. You own the domain, right?
Yeah, I paid for the domain. I paid to have the website made. I'm pretty sure this...
HD St. Louis, it says it was developed by...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this integrates into our CRM software as well when people try and request a quote.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the quotes should automatically go to a catch that you have. So, like, you should have, like, a business email that's set up to receive those if they fill out that form.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Google Analytics tracking is a lot cooler, though, to be honest. I don't know any other word for it. It's an app that you download, and you can actually, like, hear the calls. So if they search on a mobile device and they use the click-to-call feature, it'll have, like, recordings in there. And then if you're missing the calls, it'll still save their number and, like, what keywords and services they were looking up before they called you. So that way you have, like, a pipeline. Wow. You could still go back. Yeah. So you got live ones. You could hear your pitch. That's pretty cool. You could request reviews from the tracking system, too. So you could just plug in their number, and then it's like a ask about my experience button, basically, from your end, and then it'll send them a live link to your Google business profile asking about their experience and their review and to leave a star rating and things like that. So that's a good tool, too, to kind of help develop the reputation as we go. But this platinum package that I'm offering you, I just triple check. So I would be able to lock you in indefinitely at that rate. So that's the advantage, too. I know you're saying, hey, you didn't want to sign up for anything today. So I kind of messaged them. And they said, hey, if he does sign up today, let him know that we'll lock in his rate indefinitely. So it's not just like a promotion for the first year.
So what is it exactly? We're like talking about all kinds of different stuff. I don't even know what the package offer is at this point.
It's the Platinum Package Bundle. Are you on the pricing page?
Yeah, how much is it monthly?
It's normally,
how much is it monthly?
It's the one that normally says $5.99, but I'm dropping it down to $2.99. So you're looking at about $10 a day if you break it down, or almost $300 a month.
So $2.99 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what else is it? You're waiving the setup fee, or?
And I'm waiving the setup fee. So the Platinum Package, the reason I wanted you to see that is because the Platinum Package is an A to Z marketing campaign. So, like, it comes with the website. It comes with Facebook ads. It comes with Bing Local, Amazon Alexa voice search results if they're on an Amazon Alexa device, the mobile platform submission for Google. It's top to bottom. I mean, it has Facebook. Everything's in there.
What do you mean it has Facebook ads? Like, you're running Facebook ads? I don't understand what that means.
Yeah, we're running Facebook ads. We'll actually do a bi-weekly posting on your business Facebook page, and then we'll run ads. So Facebook ads are like remarketing. So if somebody looked up junk removal or hauling on there or has looked it up in the past on another platform, it'll actually pop up to them on their Facebook, as well as if they go in the marketplace and they look for junk removal or hauling or anything of that nature, then they'll be able to see your business as long as they're within a 50-mile radius of you. So it's similar to a keyword search, but also remarketing.
Are there like extra fees associated with stuff like that, or is that just that's part of the monthly?
Yeah, that's part of the package. So your whole package total for the month is just
the first page.
Correct.
It puts us on the first page near that, and it puts us like a little ping on the map on the first page if somebody searches junk removal, basically.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do your full Google verification. Yeah. They'll send you a PIN verification letter in the mail. That's how you get that little red dot, and then there's like a 5-digit number on the back of it I'll need from you when it comes in. Usually takes about 5 business days to get to you.
Okay. So it's $2.99 a month. You can do indefinitely if I do it today. Waive the setup fee. Is there anything? And then it just is A to Z marketing service, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
in the Platinum Bundle. We send it all to you in writing, too. So you have, like, the invoice receipt. You have it all documented that you get that rate. It'll have all the products and features in there outlined.
And it's a month-to-month, it's month-to-month, right?
Correct. We go 1 month at a time. So we don't allow anybody to jump into, like, a 6-month or 12-month until we have at least 2 months of working with them under the belt. Get a couple of reviews in there and make sure everything goes smooth, and then, you know, we'll give you opportunity.
Now, I was, like, one of the things on my to-do list was to create, like, a Google business page and set all that. Mm-hmm. Is that something you guys are going to do if you take over? And, like, you said I already have the website, so, okay. Yeah,
that's the first thing
is there
we
anything
do.
Else I need to know about?
No, that's the first thing that we do, though. We verify that Google listing, and that's a huge benefit to you, not just in the short term, Matthew, but the long term, you know, because even if you leave our services, and let's say we're not running your ads or have on Facebook or have you on the first page of Google anymore, you're still now searchable on Google, and people will still be able to see those reviews and see that you're a verified business. Right now, they don't have that. The only thing that comes up on you is the home advisor, and if they click on that, they're getting turned into a lead and getting vetted by your competition, which we don't want, so... Even if it's just something you try out for a little bit, the long-term benefits of establishing yourself independently versus going through third parties like that is definitely going to outweigh any dollar amount that you put towards it.
Right. Yeah. Because I just signed up with Angie Leads just to try and generate some stuff. I know I'm betting against competition, but obviously being on page one of Google – it's like this. I sell a lot of stuff on Amazon too. And we have a saying: if you're not on page one, your listing's dead.
Yeah,
it's kind of the same thing with any of these.
There's a little sign in here when we come into the office every day. It's like it's a little joke. We put it up around Halloween time, but they just ended up leaving it up there. It's like, oh, where do you hide a dead body? And it says like on page two.
<It's> so
nobody
true.
Looks there.
You know what? I think. Since it's month to month, I feel comfortable kind of committing to see how it goes. And then I guess what should I expect if I sign up with you guys? Obviously, I'll get some emails that kind of goes over everything that's included in this. Or, you know, are you going to send me other follow-up questions or things I need to provide you? Or, like, how does it work exactly?
Yeah, so I'm going to send it to you right now so you can actually see it here. All right, so there's a Google verification form. So it says, hello, Matthew. To get your Google business profile verified, Google needs the below-mentioned information to proceed further. Please kindly help us with pictures of the details mentioned below. And so it says, tools and equipment, work vehicle with license plate. It says you can hide the numbers. They're just looking for a state. It says business license and insurance if required in your state. Business card, business registration, an invoice, and a photo of the workplace. I know your workplaces change all the time. You could just send a picture of your truck. It says right at the bottom, though, since you're working with a Google partner, if anything is missing, you just check the box, and then it'll give us approval to go ahead and three-way call Google and verify you over the phone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you 100% get your verification, get your Google business profile going. And then, so just the setup process. So if I set you up today, like obviously we need you to fill out that form, but we also want to do a client interview with you. That's over the phone. And that's where we go over like the keywords that you're listed for. So like junk removal would just be one of them. Hauling would be one of them. We give you 15. And we will have recommendations. There's a system that we have called Google Analytics, and it lets us see like which keywords and services in your industry and area are actually getting the most traffic, like what people are typing in. So that way we don't have to guess,
right.
But you have final say on everything, right? You don't just have to go with the recommendations. And then obviously, the service area. So we geo-target the service area. So it says you could cover up to a 40-mile radius from the street address that you receive your Google PIN at. However, if there's like areas you don't want to go to, or you kind of want to customize the territory so that way, you know, the calls that are coming in are only from territories that you're willing to go to, we'll address that during the client interview as well. And they have some basic like questions about the business, just to kind of help us.
Okay.
Get it.
Yeah. Something I was, like I said, something I was kind of telling Tara was, you know, this is a newer business. So I'm just starting off. I've done a few jobs, but kind of learning a bit as I go kind of situation. But
right.
When I set this up, it was last year. I was living in Irving. I've since moved to Saginaw. I mean, I still, my last two jobs were actually in Irving. So it's like I travel there still. I don't know if this is going to be an issue, though, as far as, you know, setting up the Google Verified account or anything like that. Because technically I live in Saginaw now. And like you said, my job sites are basically anywhere that I'm going to. You know, I'm willing to travel. I think right now I'm set at like a, I think it's, I forget, I'd have to check the mile radius that I've set on, but like
yeah.
I said, I'm
still, I just
going
looked it up.
Irving.
So Irving to Saginaw is 26.7 miles, according to Google Maps. So
right.
Definitely, that's still within your service area. It's the same service
okay,
area.
Okay, so that wouldn't be an issue, but I would be actually popping up in the Irving area, correct?
Yeah, you'll still be viewable to them, even if your PIN is in Saginaw. So you still cover that territory. Mm-hmm. But if you want to go further than that, that's kind of getting closer to, like, the limits, you know? I mean, obviously, you'd even make it into parts of Dallas, you know, with this. Like, you're covering DFW if you look at the radius. Saginaw might even be better from that point because you're getting closer to Fort Worth. But you can, like I said, you could cut it. If you want to go further, though, we have to do ads. So that's something to kind of, this would be like your starting point. And then if it's, I mean, I'm sure you'll be overwhelmed. You're in like a really high traffic area for work, for what you do. Yeah. But if you wanted to go further, or let's say you hired some people later, then we would definitely have to like expand on the campaign and do some kind of Google ads. That would be the only way to show up outside of what these local listings cover. So you would need, you know, I mean, we'd have to put you on one of those premium bundles. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's all good with me. I'm just saying, like, as far as, because you said, like, they mail you something. I'm like, where are they mailing this to, like, whatever my home address is? Or, like, I have a UPS box as well in Dallas. So, like,
no, well, we can't use
it. I was in Irving.
Yeah, we can't use a P.O. box for it. It actually has to be, like, a verifiable street address. But if you do business from home, we'll hide the street address so that way you don't have people like showing up to your doorstep or able to get turn by turn directions to you.
Okay. So they would send me the thing to my home address, but it wouldn't list, like, I don't want my home address listed as, you know, on the business or
no,
what
it'll
see.
Still have like city state zip. So it'll say Saginaw, Texas, and then it'll have your seven or I don't know the exact zip there, but it'll have the zip code on there.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, as long as that's fine, then it sounds good. I just didn't want to waste your time or mine. But
you'll still receive the PIN, right? You'll still receive it, and I still need the 5-digit number. The red dot's going to be kind of vague. Like, it'll be on, like, the nearest cross street instead of, like, actually pinning your address, and then they won't have the street address viewable. Okay. I just want to be clear about that one.
Yeah, that's cool. And then, do we have, like, is can I call in you guys? Is there, like, any checkup?
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you, too, because you're like, oh, I went through these changes recently, and I'm kind of doing things on the fly still. Like, I'm still learning. And I'm like, that's totally fine. I didn't get it out. But basically, you can change anything through your account management team here. So, like, if you move, obviously, we're going to have to repin verify you, but you got to let us know right away if it's still within the same service area, you know, then you're good. We could just update the address and resend the pin. If you change a phone number, if you want to swap out your keywords, things like that, we have 24/7 customer service, and then I'd be your account lead. There will be an account management team that'll help me with fulfillment because you have so many different products, right? So we have like different departments, like a meta department that focuses just on the Facebook ads and things like that. So there will be times where you might be contacted by a specialist in that department if there's like a specific issue going on. But if you want something done quickly, I'd be like your go-to.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, it all sounds pretty good. And like I said, since it's month to month, I'm willing to give it a shot and see how it goes.
Let me create your Google business page. So, hold on. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension too. Sorry, I'm multitasking like a madman here. It's good because I was a zombie like the first like 2 hours of the day here, and then the coffee's finally kicking in. So I'm like, woohoo. All right.
Yeah.
I needed it so bad. Everybody was like, what's wrong with you this morning? I'm like, yeah, I haven't had my coffee. Okay. So let me see what I can pull. I have some listings for you that are showing up in Dallas. Did you used to have a Dallas address?
Well, listen, I have a UPS box in Dallas.
Okay, gotcha.
So that's on like 4848 Lemon Street, and then I was in Irving, and now I'm in Saginaw. So that's what I'm saying. Like, okay. I don't know.
We want the Saginaw address.
But, Saginaw is, right now I live at 505 Mitch Street.
With a T? Mitch?
Yeah, M-I-T-C-H, Mitch.
Okay, I found it. 76179.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, let me confirm and then hide the address. Valid. All right, healer joker. All right, and is it just you, Matthew, or do you have a crew of guys working with you?
Yeah, my buddy, he when we have jobs, he goes with me to do them.
Okay. But you're not, like, dispatching,
right now,
like, multiple trucks? Okay. But it's just two of you?
Nah, I just have the one truck right now.
Okay, gotcha. All right. And then, are you guys doing any, like, post-construction, too?
Like I said, we're kind of learning as we go. We're pretty open to any job requirement or jobs at the moment, as long as it's something, you know, we can handle. We can't really do any demo stuff ourselves.
Right.
But like post construction cleanup or waste
small
products,
demo.
Like we could.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do some stuff like that. But again, like we're kind of learning as we go. So if it's like, yeah, this is something we don't want to do, we're getting too busy, or it's not worth our time, then that might be something we say like, no, we're not doing that anymore.
Yeah, we had a guy before, and he relocated. Out of the service area, which kind of sucks because you're in like a prime service area, but he used to double end stuff. So like he would like pick up like old couches, old furniture and stuff. And then he would like get it cleaned and resell it. You know, he put it back.
Yeah. There's some stuff where you can definitely do that. Like we've considered like, well, maybe we'll get a storage unit where you can put, you know, sometimes people have to just get rid of stuff. I moved from Vegas to here last year, and my brother had a bedroom set. It was perfectly fine, but I couldn't fit it, and he couldn't come pick it up. So, you know, somebody charged me $200 to come get it, and I'm sure they just sold it for another $200 or something, you know?
Yeah, I hate that.
I mean,
that.
I don't mind, like, whatever, but...
Yeah.
You know, I was like, yeah, there's definitely... Or there's stuff that you can donate, you know, to Goodwills if it's in still good quality.
Yeah,
so,
even more write-offs for your business, too, yeah.
100%. Yeah, and then you're also not paying to, you know, the weight when you're going to drop stuff at these dumps because it's all waste-based.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one way to avoid it, too. Yeah, he used to double end it. He would sell a lot of refrigerators and couches, I noticed. That was, like, most of what he would promote on there. So he had, like, a little section where it wasn't just, like, pickup. There was another part on his website where it was like, oh, we have these items for sale.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe, like... Facebook Marketplace if I have it, stuff like that. You know, like, mm-hmm. oh, look at this dresser cabinet's fine. I'll put it up for $100 pickup or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
But, like I said, as things go on.
Yeah, we could upload them to the Facebook, and then we could promote them in the marketplace. So it's like, okay, we've got Google sending out on jobs to pick stuff up, and then if you guys want to clean them up or hold on to them and then put them on marketplace, we could always put them on marketplace and try to get them sold for you that way too. So that way you're double in and stuff.
So you guys would do that, and then you're not charging extra for that?
No, Facebook ads is a part of this campaign.
That's wild. You guys do a lot.
Yep. I mean, we've been in business since 2004, so we have, like, over 10,000 businesses active right now that are doing this throughout the U.S., so it's, I mean, we can afford to do a lot for less. And then the Google partnership, you know, and that kind of makes it more convenient instead of business owners trying to do all this stuff on their own. They're like, okay, we'll just...
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Google knows that, too. They'd rather it be that way, because when they were having people try to do Google ads on their own and do a lot of the SEO on their own back in the day, they would actually lose people. Like, they had a high turnover because the business owners were just so focused on actually running their business and everything that comes with it that the marketing would just get neglected. And then they're like, I'm not going to pay for this if I can't get the results out of it. So they would just cancel the campaign.
You have to know what you're doing with those two. I mean, I have a board game. I publish board games as well, so I have a board game company, and running ads and learning all that stuff is just, it's probably my least favorite part of it. And then, you know, I do most of my stuff on Facebook, but then they change, you know, how the back end works in running ads, and you have to completely relearn it.
Well, they do that on purpose. They only want, like, the Google partners to have access to those algorithms, because that way they know that they're getting a piece of that pie, versus if somebody figures it out on their own, they're not making anything off. You know?
Yeah, so it's and cool. Like you said, I'd rather just focus on making games, but I have to do all this marketing stuff and SEO and promotion. So
it's a cost-efficient way to get it done without having to put all your time into it, too.
Yeah.
So I'm going to create your profile. I'm kind of multitasking as I'm talking with you, but what's your business email? I'm going to send you everything in writing, and I'll also send over the invoice receipt to you as well.
Yes, all right. My email is mwilliams@healerjunkremoval.com.
Oh, you know what? I think I saw that on the site. Let me just...
Yeah, it should be on
there it is.
Somewhere.
Yeah, I got it at the bottom. Yeah, okay. That's weird, though, because the address that is that Lemon Avenue one on your site.
Yeah, that's our UPS address, that's what I was saying.
Okay. Yeah, we kind of want this to match up with the Mitch Street one, but, or even, oh, I guess that's fine, because we're going to hide Mitch Street one. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to hide it. So, CT.
You could always remove that from the website as well, you know?
Yeah, but it doesn't really have an effect for the Google Places placement anyway. I mean, it would just kind of, it would just look weird, I guess, to your potential prospects. But it's not going to have an effect. I mean, I could put you up there with no website at all now. Before, you couldn't do that, but now you can do that. You don't even have to have a site. You can still just take your Google Business profile and implement the algorithm, and you're up. Okay, so as long as you have all your verification. Oh, did you get your verification form? I texted it to you, and I sent it to the email now, too. So you should have a text in there. It'll say... the pictures needed for Google verification.
But to get your Google Business profile verified, Google may require additional information.
Yep, that's the form right there. Yeah, so you were asking me, like, hey, what do I need to send in or fill out in order to do this? And that's it right there. All right, approve. All right. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed? I'm seeing 8 to 6 Monday through Friday.
Yeah, I think that's what I have set up right for now. Just, again, kind of one of those, like, for-the-time-being situations.
Okay. If you want to swap it out, just let me know. My number's in there. And then we also have 24/7 customer service with a caller ID system. So you call in, you just say, hey, change my hours to this, and they'll already know what account. And they ask for 24 hours before you see the update.
So this form you're sending me, like, can I do this later today kind of thing? Like, there's some things, obviously, I'll have to pull together.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes 2-3 days. As long as you get it in before your Google PIN comes in the mail, that'd be perfect. I mean, it's not stopping us. We could do all the legwork on it, and then the verification comes through, and then we just kind of implement the verification, and we could get it up and running. So a lot of times, the verification is actually the last step for us on our end. First step for you guys, last step for us. We got to give you time to kind of pull those papers together, but we'll start working on everything right away. Send out your PIN today. And you could accept cash, check, and card?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a little credit card machine. I've taken cash before, and then...
Okay.
I've never got to cash, but...
Additional fees may apply. That way, if they use a card, they'll know right away, like, the service fee. Sometimes they charge you, like, what, 2 to 6%, I think, depending on the card. Sometimes it's higher.
Merchant provider. I have to double check it. I think it's 3% or something like that.
Okay, I'll just put on the GMB, like if they use a card, additional fees may apply. So that way that percentage, you could just put that on them instead of they'll pay a little bit more if they want the convenience of the card instead of you having to lose out on a couple bucks. Okay, and then we're going to schedule a client interview. So the client interview is where we do a lot of the heavy lifting, if you will, I guess you could say. Like I mentioned earlier, they go over the keywords, the service area, just kind of interview you, make sure we're representing the business properly. Usually takes 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour. What's your schedule look like?
Do you do stuff on the weekends or is it just weekdays?
Oh, well, yeah, I was thinking today it would just be the weekdays for the client interview. Like I was going to say, like the soonest I could get back to you would be like 1 to 2. I can have a client or interview technician call you then, and that's CT. And then I also have a 4 to 5.
Oh, like today, you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, preferably. I could set it up for Monday, but if we can get the verification going and get the client interview done, that's progress, you know?
Yeah, we could try 4 to 5.
Okay. And that actually works because I have this guy, Kenny Lee. Let me, he's doing roofing, but he said he would want to take Monday, so I'll put you in the 4 to 5 slot he was requesting. Okay, copy. All right, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation of this. And then I'll text you 1 hour prior just in case you get wrapped up in your day, just as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know and that text comes through. I can reschedule it, but I want to get it done as soon as possible because then I could still have these guys work on the profile over the weekend. They just can't, like, authorize transactions or close a position.
Right.
Okay, so let me update. You can take their laptops home and have them work on it. Okay. Okay, and Williams, junk removal, invite all guests. All right, perfect. All right, so you're set between 4 and 5. Okay, and then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
I have a business card we could use.
Okay, now is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Under both.
Okay, so Matthew Heath.
Taylor Johnson Removal with my bank, and then, I mean, my name's on the card, obviously.
Okay, is there a middle initial on your card? In your name?
Let me try my wallet real quick.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta make sure it matches up with VeriSign or it will decline it. And have you updated the billing address to the Saginaw location?
No.
Okay.
Like I said, I just kind of started doing this, like, last week. Partially, and I have another business too, so it's just been, just Matthew Williams on the card.
Okay. And then, did you think it's under the 4848 Lemon Ad?
It's under that one, or it's, well, let me check the bank real quick.
Yeah, because it will decline it.
But
yeah.
It might be my, you know, it might have been where I was living at the time too, but yeah, that's another thing I need to update, so.
Okay. Yeah, because when we send those invoices over and it has it all documented, we want to make sure you can just write it off. I don't know if you filed it this year, but those write-offs really come in handy.
Let me log in.
And try to get as many write-offs as you can. Okay, update.
Mm. So this, I think, is under my primary residence. I have a mailing address on here and a primary residence, and the primary residence is 404 West 4th Street.
404 West
4th Street, and it's Irving, Texas.
Okay.
The mailing address is my UPS box, so.
Yeah, no, it's, I don't think it, well, I mean, it's possible for billing. I just know we can't send your PIN there. What's the zip code for the Irving address?
75060.
I think this one's going to be it. Okay.
And then I'll just update this to my new address.
Yeah, it's matching up with your name, so it's not. Usually there's like a little red icon if there's an error there, so I think that's it. And then what's the, okay, so there's like 16 digits on the front. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Yes, so it's 5474.
Okay.
1519.
1519.
1133.
1133.
5369.
5369. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
It's 0428.
428. Okay, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
481.
481. Okay. And there's a security question on your profile in case you want to identify or verify the identity of one of my reps or myself or vice versa. If you call in and it just you're not sounding like yourself, we might ask you the security question before you make any changes to your account. So you have 3 options for this. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do the maiden name.
Okay. And then what was your mom's maiden name?
It's Ferrero.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me okay,
that's
spell that.
F-E-R-R-I-E-R-O.
I-E-R-O. Okay. Looks Italian. And,
yeah.
Yeah, some famous people with that last name. Okay.
Hmm.
And it's coming up, David Ferrero. I just kind of typed it out first before I implemented it. Okay, let me submit. Okay, answers match. Good. All right, and then voice verification. So this is an added form of protection for you. We're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. As I walk you through it, if I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, you stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any transaction with your business today. Okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as a business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Taylor Junk Removal.
Okay, and then it says, please state your name and title with the company.
Matthew Williams, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Matthew, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours, but try to practice immediate response time for live calls. You have the best conversion with the live calls.
Yeah,
and then it says, yeah, because once they go, like I told you earlier, like when I was looking up junk removal for those box springs and stuff I had. I remember I went shopping. Like, if the guy didn't answer, I was like, okay, I'm going to the next one. So you really want those live ones.
Yep.
And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
So if I do any other marketing stuff, just let you guys know. Like, if I was like,
yeah,
I'm
like,
run
we know what
you on my own for.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect example. So we know what you're already doing. It's just saying, like, after today, if you're going to add anything, double check that it's not something we're already doing for you. Don't want you paying for something you already have or, like, duplicating any of the listings.
Yeah, for sure. I do have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you want me to ask it now or after this.
That's fine.
I was just wondering, because, again, I know it's, like, a month-to-month thing, so, like, how does that work if, like, after 2 months I'm, like, I kind of want to pause this, it's not going the way I thought, or do I just call you and tell you, or is there, like, what's the process there?
Yeah, you actually are
hoping that's
the
not
next...
the case, obviously, but...
Yeah, it's funny because it's literally the next thing on the voice verification.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, yeah, so I'll keep going.
So it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. You're not bound to any kind of contract. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is January 12th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, I have you on a platinum package bundle, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. It says when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 12th day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $299 indefinitely. Okay, so that's as long as you're with us. It won't ever go up or back to the original pricing structure for that platinum bundle. Now, it does state here, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, contact us before your next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Sure do, yes.
Okay. Yeah, so it's literally a phone call. We're not going to hold you hostage. If you don't want to be on that first page receiving calls, then we just shut it off. You'll still keep your Google business profile. You'll still be Google verified, still have your site and everything, like I mentioned earlier. So you'll still have the long-term benefits of doing this, even if you're not on the first page. You'll obviously just see the amount of calls you're receiving slow down.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to do it and see how it does, because, again, I was really hesitant on the whole Angie List thing, and I don't like the idea of paying for leads when I'm not actually getting them, you know? They're just, converting them, I guess. But if this is doing well and all the other services, I mean, this is kind of like a no-brainer, to be honest. So I hope it proves to be pretty lucrative.
Yeah, I mean, if you do your research, I mean, Google advertising, all forms of it, whether it be Google Guarantee, Google Ads, or this Google Places placement, it's been the most profitable way to market a business for the last 15 years. So it's not an unheard of scenario. But have you heard of, like, storm roofing or Ferris roofing contractors?
Roofing contractors? I don't know that one specifically, no.
Oh, okay. And then there's Ramon also, roofing. But Ramon Roofing, actually, I've worked with them personally for almost 10 years now. So that's kind of,
oh,
I was just pointing that out, because they're over in the DFW area. So.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I mean, like I
just
said, I didn't even know that Google had channel partners to help with this stuff. I didn't even know that was, like, a thing. So.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, that should be the first thing you look for when you're going, if you're considering hiring an agency, is, like, don't sign a contract if they ask you, like, to sign up for 6 months or 12 months before you've even seen any results yet. Red flag. and then if they're offering to put you on Google and they say they are Google, that's a red flag. Google will never call you about this. It's strictly partners.
I'd have to, like, relook at it, and I don't remember exactly, but I'm pretty sure the company that built my website has, like, some kind of marketing offer as well, where they say they can get you listed and stuff like that. But like I said, I didn't end up doing anything because I kind of put the whole thing on pause for a while. But Yeah.
Yeah,
cool.
There are website companies that'll like make your website compatible for Google, and they could actually help you set up your Google business profile, but to actually get on the first page of the search results, that's different. It's a promotion that you're running. So yeah, it's a different ballgame. So you gotta be leery of those where they say, oh, we could get you on Google, and they're not wrong, but it's just they're not actually like putting you in position to make money. They're just creating a Google business profile for you and then like making sure that your website's compatible if you are to do an ad or a Google Places placement like this later on. So I said your website's good. Yep. All right. And then I'm going to go ahead and authorize this. So when this payment goes through, you're going to receive a text message and an email. It's going to have an outline of the agreement in writing. It'll also have the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system, and a link to the downloadable app. There'll also be a little YouTube video in that to show you how to use the tracking system. It's about a 7.5-minute video. All right, so let me just get this over to you.
So that'll all get emailed to me, you're saying?
Yep. Yeah, you'll get email, but you also get a text message of the outline of the agreement, because we do need the agreement signed off on prior to your client interview here. I got scheduled between 4 and 5. So you have some time to get to that. And then you could take your time with filling out the Google verification form. And then that PIN usually takes about 5 business days to get. So I'm thinking we'll have things moving probably by the end of next week, realistically, with getting your paperwork back and everything.
Okay. Sorry. So I'm getting an email, and I just, fill it out? Or
no, you're good. Yeah. Oh. Well, it's not coming through. It's saying that the payment was declined due to insufficient funds. This is retry after 10 days.
Well, no, I'm just going to make a transfer now. Cause again, I opened all this stuff and I wasn't using it. So they lowered my limit to 1500, and I just went on my bank and can see I have 1200 balance right now. So that's why it's $1,203. So I'm literally like a few dollars off.
$3.
Can I give you, can I give you the payment later, or should I just give you like a personal one for now and then we change it later on?
Yeah, we could swap out with the personal. The thing is, I already set the client interview and everything, and I took the position off the board, so my reps can't call out on it. So definitely want to make sure that this is all locked up. So yeah, let me swap the billing information.
I just made the transfer to pay the balance on the credit card, but I don't know how fast that's going to go through though. So.
Okay, hold on. Well, we do have this on file. So the benefit, either way, I'm going to send you the invoice. So you'll still be able to write it off. But the whole point of having the business account is it's all there, right? You don't want to go to do your taxes next year at this time and have to have them, dig all the way through. Dig through a receipt you got in January. Yeah.
Also don't want to be, commingling funds and stuff like that. I get it.
Yeah, you don't want to cross them. It just makes it easier. I don't know if you filed yet. I know the company. New, but it's just but you have other businesses,
I'm doing the taxes for my other business right now.
I always gotta simplify it so I forget. Sometimes I don't speak with experienced business owners. A lot of times they're first-time business owners too, so I always try to I was telling you to tell Tara and my reps, don't assume that everybody knows. Start from scratch. I'll try to reprocess it. It's saying 10 days, but it wasn't saying that there was a hard
10 days.
Yeah, so the code that came back was insufficient funds, retry after 10 days. So I'm guessing if it's a credit card and you're saying you're close to your limit, maybe it's saying hey, he needs a certain amount of time to pay off, you know what I mean, before the limit's available. I don't know, but it just said retry after 10 days. So
Transfer and paid it from the balance from my bank account to my credit card, but again, it's still showing a balance, so it might take a day for it to clear or something. So if you want, I can just give you my my personal Amex for now, and then we can just switch it immediately for the next payment or something like that, or in a couple days or something.
Yeah, you have my direct number and extension, and obviously client interview coming up and everything. Anytime that you want to swap it out, we could always swap it out, as long as it's before the 12th of February, so that way it's not getting charged again.
Let me go get my wallet again real quick.
Okay. And I'm kind of wondering about the billing information, too. You got a couple addresses floating around. Is this going to have the same billing address, you think, or?
I don't think it – well, I have a credit card that I think is the same billing address, so let me give you that one. I was going to do my Amex, but I'll do my MasterCard instead.
Okay.
All right.
All right, I deleted the old one. I'm ready for you.
All right, try 5524.
24.
8602.
1425.
1707.
1707. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0828.
08 of 28, and then 3-digit code on the back.
188.
Right. Okay, bear with me for just a moment. Oh, you said the address is different, or you said this one has the same, right? The MasterCard?
I think it should be the same on this one. That's why I gave you this one.
Okay, the code will come back. It'll tell me if there's a problem with the address. It's very specific. All right, so EMT. Please allow 30 seconds between transactions. Last transaction was tried. 1208. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's 2 minutes ago. Okay, so process. Let's confirm that this billing information matches strictly with cardholder on file. Okay, yes. Process. Okay. Okay, looks like this one's going through.
Yeah, I'll just have
to give me confirmation, but usually the decline's like really quick, and this one, okay, there it goes. So, yeah, it cleared, and then let me make sure you're getting the outline of the agreement sent over. It says it's in queue. All right, perfect. All right, and then please add notes, client interview scheduled for today. Yeah, I got that. I'll do that after call. Yeah, but his actual street address. Okay, geez. Okay. Billing address and street address for business do not coincide with each other. That's fine. Oh, he moved recently. Just do this. 505 Mitch. And soon to hide. Okay, geez. They got all these discrepancies with your business address and street and billing address. They're like, they don't match. Just relax. Okay. That's the thing about AI. It's supposed to make our lives easier, but it really doesn't. It just makes everything more difficult. When people are manually reading it, it would just be so much easier to just be like, oh, he moved. And it's like, okay, problem solved. Publish this address. Now with the AI, it's like, red flag. Does it match? Like, what is this? I'm like, Jesus. Okay. Submit. Okay. And then you should have that message coming through now. Did you get it?
Email or text?
Text. It'll email to you too, but just for convenience, I have the text messages set up. If you want to opt out of text messaging, you can in that actual link. Right? So this is your subscription terms. So it'll look similar to like your Google verification message, but it'll say... click here to accept your subscription terms.
This is just going over all the terms of our agreement.
Yeah, so this is actually going to have outline in black and white, like everything that we provide in that platinum package, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy, and then, obviously, at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it to agree to the subscription terms. You could opt out of SMS if you don't like it. And then, also, you have to verify, just like we did in the voice verification, that this is actually you, like not somebody pretending to be you and use your credit card or something.
You guys are going to make a Facebook business page for me? That was
yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
If you don't already have one, we won't duplicate it if you already have one. We'll just
on my, like,
add it.
To-do list.
No, yeah, we'll create it. And you'll get access to it, too, in your tracking system. So if you want to add stuff to it or make changes, you'll still have the full flexibility and access as if you created it yourself. But we do ask you to send in the photos, so that way we have original photos and not, like, generic photos. So that's kind of important. Actually, I just realized I haven't sent you that email. I'll just do that right now. Photos.localsplash.com. Usually I only send that out when they when we're building the website for them, too. But if we're doing the Facebook page, we're going to need you to send in some pictures and stuff.
All right.
And then there's a hard copy of this in your email. So you'll have the invoice receipt, a hard copy of this, and then you also get, like, the UN and password for your tracking system, the additional information I went over.
This is asking me for a username and password.
Yeah, so that's the tracking. That's the non-app version, like if you're just on the Internet logging into the tracking system. So the UN and password will be generated automatically and then sent to you via email. So you'll receive that via email. It takes them a second to actually, like, create it. You're not going to see anything up there, really, until we have you up and running and actually receiving calls. So it's going to look kind of blank for a bit, but they'll get you logged into it, so that way you're familiar with the dashboard.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, I tried to find the thing you sent me, and I clicked
on it. Oh, no, it's confirmed. Yeah, no, I got it back. It says that the terms and condition is signed. It was submitted. Yeah, I was just letting you know that. They'll send you the UN and password, but usually once you sign it, it will automatically navigate you to the login. But you have the hard copy on your email, so that way it's. I'm sorry, I got like 10 people trying to message me right now. I just need to shut this off. Okay, so that concludes your initial sign up. Obviously, I want to thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. As I mentioned earlier, you know, we're supposed to make your life easier. I know in the beginning it's going to feel like it's not because you got like this form you got to fill out now and then you got the client interview this afternoon. But once we get through that and like your Google verification, it's pretty much smooth sailing. You just got to, you know, respond to the phone calls as they come in, try to get good reviews and let us know if there's any major changes to your business profile that you would like to have submitted. So, if you do have questions, comments, or concerns, like I said, I'll still be here with you. You have direct access to me, and then there's also 24/7 customer service available to you at the same number. You just hit extension 1.
Okay. Sounds good to me. All right. Just wait for that onboarding, and then I'll start to fill out some of those forms that you sent over.
Yeah, like I said, if it takes you a couple days to pull them together, no big deal. On average, it takes them about 2 to 3 business days before my guys actually get that form back to me. I have some people who will, like, fill it out on the phone while I'm with them, you know, but no big deal. I mean, the Google PIN that we send out, it's going to take 5 business days to get to you anyway. So, you know, even
but
if you submit
it. Is it coming to the Mitch address, that
yes.
That mm-hmm. verification thing?
Yep. Yeah, I just confirmed that, too. So it's the 505
okay.
Mitch Street, Saginaw.
Sounds good.
Yep. And we'll be in contact with you. It lets us know around the time that it arrives. It has tracking hooked up to it. So we'll let you know, like, hey, you know, there's a little postcard in your mail that says Google on it. We need the 5-digit number off the back.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then we will circle back with you at 4 o'clock.
All right. Sounds good. Bye.
All right, Matthew. Talk to you soon. Bye.